When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. Welcome back to Man Up Show, your host, the Russian Nightmare. Well, one time I was the Russian Nightmare, but now, as you hear in the openings, the Devil's Nightmare. But hey, and you know what else is special about today? Let me tell you what's really special about today. And you hear me say this probably week after week, like, oh, I got such a special guest today. And I do. I really feel like every single week is a special guest because they have a very special story. But today, I'm going to throw a little extra special sauce on today because I have none other than my brother-in-law, Mark DuPont, on the show with me today. Mark, welcome to the Man Up Show.
Well, thank you very much, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Well, and amen to that. Let's just throw that out right out of the gate. Let's throw that out there right out of the gate. Well, hey, Mark, it's of course we were recently together. I say recently, you know, just a while back. I was up in my old stomping grounds. Those who listen to the show just found out actually today, Mark, that the show has now been downloaded in 92 different countries.
Wow. Wonderful.
Yeah. 92.
What a
so
blessing.
It is a blessing. And we're going to get your story out there to the world today, Mark. But we were recently together. I was up in the old stomping grounds of Minnesota. And when I was honored to be inducted into the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. Of course, you and my, of course, you're married to my sister, Lori, my one and only sister, Lori, and you guys were there. My nephew Justin was there with his kids. One of my dear friends, Kirk Talley. We actually go back 44 years playing college football together. He was there as well. But we had the opportunity to spend a weekend together and just to have fun and laugh and tell stories so how you've been married? I should probably know this, Mark. But how many years have you been married to my sister?
26 years, and we just had our 26th anniversary on July 27th.
26 years on July 27th. I actually think I missed that. Tell my sister not to get mad at me. Happy anniversary, Mark.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's my Elvis impression, by the way.
And you do a good Elvis impression. You do a lot of really good impressions. And now, for the record, I want to throw this out there. You can say, she would say, I can already hear her right now. Yeah, that's just an excuse. When you have 11 grandchildren, 4 daughters, you know, sisters and brothers, and it's getting harder for me. Like we just had recently our 11th grandchild. It's getting harder for me to remember all these different dates, birth dates, anniversary dates. I mean, it's just getting more difficult. Do I get a pass on that?
Absolutely. And let me add one thing when you talk about your grandchildren. Let me say a couple things about your two daughters. Okay. That you used to come up to Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I was so honored, okay, that you shared them with me. They're almost like my surrogate daughters.
Yeah.
Okay, we got really close, and they're just wonderful. And they are a blessing to you and in their community and to their husbands. So thank you. I never had that opportunity. I just want to say that now.
Well, I appreciate it. And, of course, for those of you listening out there, he's referring to Kendra and Colby, who there's an age gap between, and I want to talk about this for in a moment here, Mark, as well, because you and I have, we have some relatability beyond Kendra and Colby. And, of course, You didn't get to spend as much time around the older girls, Taryn and Tawny, because you know because of the age gap between them. But let me just say this: all four of the girls absolutely love you and my sister. I mean, they. Anytime your name comes up, they have nothing but great things to say. I mean, as people, anyone who spends time around you, your sense of humor and you're just, as they have told me, you're just fun to be around. And I can ditto that. I can say amen to that. You are fun to be around.
Well, thank you so much. How I see myself, I'm a simple man with simple thoughts. And I'm slightly used, better than new. Okay, that's kind of how I am. That's how I think of myself.
Slightly used, better than new.
Better than
okay,
new.
I like that. I like that. Well, so 26 years married to Lori. And so one of the things we have in common, and what I just was really referring to is that so you've got two girls. My sister has two boys. But when you came together, you became, you know, what I was with Taryn and Tawny's mother, a blended family, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And so, yep. So two boys, two girls, four grandchildren of your own?
Correct, yep. Two that live in the Twin Cities, and two that in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Gulf Shores, Alabama. Well, that's not a bad place to live. You're not.
No. It's wonderful during the winter, very hot, you know, during the summer. But it's a real vacation spot for a lot of people on the West Coast.
Oh, really? They like to come down to the Gulf Shores.
Yep.
Well, I guess the Gulf of Mexico, right?
Exactly. The Gulf of Mexico, yes.
Well, and of course, and I know you guys have spent time down there. Obviously, you go down to see your grandchildren and of course, your daughters. Now, born in Minneapolis, born and raised in, I guess, Excelsior, Minnesota, right? And
mm-hmm, correct.
I was looking at your bio, Mark. You got more letters mm-hmm. behind your name than I think are actually in the alphabet. I just want you to know. I knew you were schooled, okay? I didn't realize how schooled you actually are. But
well, you know, I could fake my way through a lot of things, you know.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that, but oh my gosh, I'm looking at your education, your background and by trade, and we'll jump into more of this in a little bit here, but by trade, your career is in psychiatric work, right?
Right, right. Well, it's, you know, I'm a psychologist. I'm a licensed alcohol and drug counselor, a social worker, all those things kind of all, you know, mixed together. So, but I'm a psychologist for Sanford Behavioral Health in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, where God left his overshoes. Okay, and people think northern Minnesota are forests, but Thief River is farm country.
Farm country.
So I spent 2.5 years there in the National Health Service Corps because they're an underserved community. So I spent 2.5 years there. And, you know, Lori, my wife, set up a nice apartment up there. She didn't want to come up there. She stayed home, you know, in Minneapolis or Plymouth. And so after 2.5 years, you know, I was going to come. Well, I was actually going to retire. Okay. And you honored me by coming to my retirement party. But 2 days before that party, the administration at Sanford came in and said, we don't want you, you know, to leave, to retire. I said, I have to. You know, I got to get home. My wife, I can't, you know, that's just how it is.
If I want to stay married, I have to go back to Minneapolis. Come on.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so anyways, they said, what if we put your office into your home? And I sort of thought about it. I said, I called Lori, your sister, my wife.
Remote.
Yes. And she says, I don't care, as long as you're home. So Sanford sent, you know, brand new equipment into my home. Okay. And I've been doing that for 3.5 years. years, telehealth, and it's great. So that's where I am today, actually. I'm up in my daughter's, you know, old bedroom, and, you know, that's my office. And it's wonderful. It's sort of the newest thing now is telehealth. You know, people that are in rural areas don't have to drive, okay? They can actually just be in their home, in their comfort of their home, and doing the counseling.
Yeah, counseling or like teledoc, right? Like you need to talk to a doctor or something, and
yes,
and hey, I've got this health issue going on, and they can have that conversation, and then even, you know, send a script if they need to over to the pharmacy or whatever, right? So I get it.
You got it.
Now I want to jump more into that, but before we jump into that, because I mean you've got a very storied career. Well, let me just ask you that. So how many years at this point, because you just threw a few numbers out there, how many years total in that line of work so far?
As of June 1 of this year, I'm in my 49th year.
49 years.
49.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
I am an old guy, and I've been blessed by having so many good opportunities. And I'm down to half time now, which is sort of a miracle. That started you know, July 1. And so I just only have to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So
ideal. Scaling back. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. That's pretty ideal. That would be ideal for a lot of folks, you know. But But obviously, go ahead.
And that just gives me the opportunity to start working out more. And that is just really good for me and for my health.
Well, it is. And in fact, and in my most recent trip up there, you graced me with your presence and went to the gym with me. And
that was fantastic. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And not the first time we've done that, but certainly a fun experience. Speaking of experiences, and again, I do want to get into a little bit more specifically of what you do and how you've helped so many people over those 49 years. But before we get there, a couple of things come to mind, starting with Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And
Minnesota.
So what's interesting about that is what for me personally is I had a traumatic experience in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Many, many, many years ago, and anyone who's bought my book knows really the full story, you know, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption. And then when I found out you were working there, and then, by the way, you know, side note, your retirement party was actually in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and I had not been back there, Mark, since that traumatic experience. And so people right now are like, well, I hadn't read your book, dude. Like, what was the traumatic experience?
Right.
And so I just a shorter version of what happened, college football, and we're playing Thief River Falls Community College, and I fracture my leg, my tibia and my fibia, in the game, and like it's a small, like, you know, Mark, it's a small town, right? We didn't even have an ambulance on site, which I'm like, how is that possible? It's a college football game. How could you not have someone, a medical staff on site? An opposing player's parents took me to the little Thief River Falls Hospital in the back of their old station wagon, paneled station wagon. I'll never forget it. And I was on the field for, like the game was delayed because they'd never seen that before, didn't know what to do.
Right.
Here's the reason I'm telling that story. The cool part about this is when I flew in for your retirement party, you and my brother Glenn picked me up at the airport. I had not been back to Thief River Falls, whatever that was, 40-something years, whatever it was.
Wow.
And you guys really took me out to that football field.
Yes.
Where I actually was carried off the field. And I had the opportunity, I think you or Glenn were documenting, taking pictures of the field, me on the field, and got down in my three-point football stance. And I'm like, I ain't being carried off the field this time. I'm walking off this field.
I'm walking off, man.
I don't know if you remember all that, but...
I remember all that, and that's the rest of the story.
And almost, because here's the icing on the cake. I didn't realize the little hospital I was taken to, that's essentially you. That's where you were working. That's what you were part of, that little hospital.
Exactly.
And so The cool, so here for you listening out there in the listening world, here's the cool part about that. I was able, now here's the best part about this story and how my brother-in-law Mark had an integral part in this. The best part of the story is I was able, through the good Lord's help, to bring closure to that whole traumatic experience by being able to go back to that football field, which had a burning memory at the age of 18.
That had
really deeply wounded me. Mm-hmm. And so psychologically, talking to the psychiatrist here,
psychologist.
I get those two words mixed up too. My apologies. but I'm able to close that door and gain healing from that.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Coal Off for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to coaloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Coal Off for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.coaloff.net and donate today.
Many people often ask me, is Nikita Koloff your real name? Well, I have news for you. Now you can get the whole story on my audiobook, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring of Redemption, narrated in my own voice, gaining all perspective and insight into my whole life, including my redemption. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
But that's, you know what, that's just one of so many stories. In fact, speaking of what, you were, again, instrumental a number of years ago, and maybe you can talk a little bit more into this, when my mom had passed and you accompanied my sister and brother and I to England where she was born.
That was the most incredible trip ever.
Yeah, well, how did that I know how it impacted us. How did it impact you?
It brought me to tears. Mm. Okay. It was like closure. And it was like a miracle that we actually found where your mother was born. Okay. I can remember we were kind of driving around. Nikita is the best driver in England. Most of us would crash driving on the wrong side of the road. But anyway, kind of swerving around And if I remember correctly, there was a castle that, Nikita, you went and asked the lady, have you ever heard of, I forget what the name of the house was. And she says, yeah, it's just across the field.
Okay? She pointed to it. Yeah, she points to it, right? She says, it's right there.
Yep. And so we drove over there, and there it was, the home that, your mother, Mary Olive, as I would call her, was born. And so then we proceeded to find the graveyard where she was buried. Not buried, but anyways, the local graveyard. And so we had the ashes, half the ashes, okay? And we actually had a walk.
Ceremony, right? Little ceremony.
Yes. And so we went to the corner of the graveyard, okay? And this is all on film, by the way. I was filming. And each one of the kids, you and Glenn and Lori, all had a bit of the ashes and spreading it on the ground. And you said a prayer, and it was just beautiful. It was profound. I have never experienced anything like that.
Well, go ahead.
No, and going from, you know, United States to England and finding the house she was born in, and then, you know, going to the graveyard and having the ashes delivered. It was wonderful.
Well, and again, talking about closure, right? So I'm talking about closure in Thief River Falls and for closure. So the cool part about that story for those, again, who don't know is, so my mom's born up on the English-Scottish border. Her mom brings her on a boat at age 2 to America, and she had never been back. She lived to be 93. She had never been back to England, always wanted to go back, but never made that trip. And so so you're describing, for those of you who are trying to, let me paint a mental picture for you. We had no idea we would actually find the house that she was born in. I mean, back in those days, you know, you didn't go off to a hospital and all that kind. Mm-hmm. She was in a little village called Hayden, England. And so she's born in this home. We find it. And then we find, like, every little village had one church kind of in the center square. Mm-hmm. So what Mark's describing is we go down to that church, go down to the graveyard. We have this special ceremony for her coming full circle. Here's where she was born. And we're bringing her back home where she had always wanted to go anyway. And we're able to have that ceremony. And so... we have that incredible experience. Of course, my brother and I head home. Now, with a name like DuPont, some might conclude you're not English, but you're of the French persuasion. And you and my sister ventured on to a little more adventure after we departed England, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. We went to France, and we went to where my ancestors came from in France. And and the name of the town was, what's that famous prison? Okay, federal prison out east. What is the name of that? Anyway, that's the name of the town. And my cousin had been there, and he says, "Oh, there's a statue right in the middle of town that looks just like your father. Oh, we got to go there." So we went there, standing in front of the statue, didn't look at all like my father. I had a few words for my cousin. Come on, that wasn't even close. Okay, and so we got to go there, and I'm just so glad that they left that part of France and came to the United States through Canada. You know, we're French Canadian, and you know, half of the family went out east. You know, the DuPonts. You know, the people that have to do with chemicals and stuff, and the other half went to Minnesota. And so that's sort of, you know, I just remembered it was San Quentin, if you can believe it.
Yep.
San Quentin was the name of the town. Okay. And it sort of looked like that. It was just different. I'm just so glad that my family left that area and came to the United States, and all the rest is history, as I said before.
Yeah.
And
that's amazing.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you, let me shift gears here. Cause I want to address this, you and I were talking when I was up there with you, and there's something you had developed. I mean, over the 49 years, and we could probably do several shows on so many stories on how you have helped individuals. Give us just a 1-minute snapshot on how you help individuals, and then I want to get to something you developed that really helped people. So give us that real quick.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a couple main processes that I work with individuals. One is deprogramming. And what I mean by that is everybody in their childhood has survival techniques. It's just normal. Okay. But if those survival techniques go beyond the time they were needed, then it becomes what we call self-defeating behavior, which brings back the feelings that the survival technique was developed for. And you know, if you have initiated a self-defeating behavior, when you say to yourself, "Here we go again, I know how this is going to end." Now, this is not, you know, my development. This was developed by Dr. Robert Hardy, and he's a good friend of mine. So that's one of the things I do with my clients. The other thing is called EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And it's individuals who've had a traumatic experience, okay, those traumatic experiences lie in their subconscious. And you know if you have one, okay, is that all of a sudden you start getting anxiety when you are triggered by some situation or person that reminded you of the trauma, or it just comes up. Mm-hmm. And so what the EMDR does, it's eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It opens up your subconscious, and it's sort of like your subconscious is like a big red barn. And inside the big red barn are a bunch of trauma horses. And so with the EMDR, it's eye movement. You know, you move your eyes back and forth. Okay, the therapist has, their finger. Watch the finger back and forth, and it opens up the subconscious, and the trauma horse runs out. And then the door closes, and it can't get back in. It's not that you don't remember, but you don't have the feeling. I have a real commitment to helping service persons that come back from deployment that have been traumatized. Yeah. Also, ambulance drivers, have to take, really people that are in really tough shape and they experience that, police officers, domestic abuse folks. Now, I have not developed that, but if people are interested in that process, they can put EMDR into their Google, and all the research comes up on it. And basically, the research shows that between 90 and 97% of the people get helped. Now, wouldn't that be nice if you could go to the casino and know that you're going to win 90 to 97%? And that's the research. Now, it only works for 70% of the service persons because they have been trained, to suppress their emotions through BASIC. And so 70% of the service persons. So that's one of my commitments.
Well,
is with those folks.
Yeah, and I know it sounds like I guess PTSD, is that the people who suffer,
exactly,
struggle with things like stress. That? Right, right. So in any line of work, I guess, as you're saying. So give that, so what could they could Google what one more time? What could they Google to find out more about that, Mark?
Okay, all right. Four letters. E is in elephant, M is in monkey, D is in dog, R is in rabbit. And they can find, if they're interested, therapists in their area that specialize in EMDR.
Wow, and again, I know we could, and we may have to do some more shows and just have you share some stories on just how, some success stories on how through your line of work, you've been able to help people get healed and get whole and get set free of these trauma horses, is that what you call them? Trauma horses.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. In the big red barn.
In the big red barn. Well,
yes, and the subconscious will not release that trauma. Okay, and that subconscious was developed, I suppose, during the cave person days when they go out and look for food, and the dinosaur would chase them back into the cave, and they'd never go out again because they'd be afraid.
I understand.
So then they suppress.
Yep.
The emotion from that. But anyway,
Well, and you're there. Mark DuPont is there to help heal you and set you free. And so, Mark, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for being on the Man Up Show today and sharing some of your life and some of your story with all of our listeners.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate and the opportunity. It's been a blessing for me.
Well, thank you. Thank all of you for tuning in again to the Man Up Show. Go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.